So let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the latest travel news and trends and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta. We haven't chatted for a while, so how have you been?
All is well. I've been lucky to have been traveling, but always good to come home as well. And that's, you know, we're looking forward to summer, and Canadians are thinking about traveling as well for the summer break.
Well, exactly. I think everybody, regardless of how you want to define it, is going to probably go somewhere, whether it's a day trip, a few days here, or maybe a longer vacation to Europe. Europe always seems to be popular in the summer. So, but there's lots of concerns out there, as always it seems in the travel industry. It's never easy. What are you hearing the rumblings of your colleagues and with your clients?
Well, people still want to travel. They really do. But I think they're going to be, or they are, more intentional about how they choose to travel. So you're right. There is so much going on in the world right now. Rising airfare, accommodation costs, the fuel prices, exchange rates. So overall travel expenses are pushing many Canadians to think how and where they're going to travel. So rather than canceling vacations altogether, more becoming more selective and strategic, and they're prioritizing value and looking ways to stretch their budget. At the same time, you know, as you say, there's lots going on, and that includes flight delays, cancellation, airline route reductions, new border screening in Europe. So it's a lot going on, and it makes people stop and think about what should they do. And what we're seeing is that they're looking at ways to cut their costs, right? But still have a good holiday. But one thing I recommend is that you don't skimp on insurance, because what was once viewed as optional is increasingly considered to be essential, especially during climate events or operational disruptions and unexpected travel interruptions. So I always think, make sure you have emergency hospital medical insurance and trip cancellation, whether it covers interruption, disruption, and cancellation. And yes, you know, there's different things that have really played in the foremost of people's mind, like this fuel shortage. And now, a couple of weeks ago, Manulife and other travel providers are saying this is a known event. Mm-hmm. So if you booked prior to them saying it was a known event and you were affected by a change due to the fuel surcharges, you'd be covered. But now it isn't. It isn't going to be covered if you book now and you buy insurance. So that's why I always say to clients, look at insurance coverage that covers you for cancel for any reason, because it could be any reason, right? You don't have to be concerned about what the reason is. So lots of things going on, lots of reasons to change the way you want to travel. But that, you know, bodes good for domestic travel within Canada, because the prices, you know, yes, traveling Canada is never, ever cheap. But, you know, working with your travel advisor, they can, if you know, they know where you want to travel to, they can keep an eye on trends and maybe airlines that are offering nice rates to different places. The opportunity to not worry about the exchange rate.
I just wanted to back up just a little bit with the travel insurance.
Yes.
And you're talking about cancel for any reason. That is prior to your trip, correct? If I'm correct in my insurance knowledge, which is limited, but which is fine. But it's when you're already at your destination. What if there is a flight delay or cancellation due to a fuel shortage? It's one thing to be able to cancel before you go away. It's when you're already at your destination where you can really get into some sticky situations.
Right. And it's right. You're right. It's a complex scenario, because when you're at destination and you are affected, what are you affected by and what are you going to be covered by? So it's always good to read the fine print of your insurance policy. That question isn't a black and white question to answer because it really does depend on your scenario and where you're at and what's happening. A lot of the time, and this is speaking from my own personal experience and my guests who are traveling and have been affected by the fuel surcharge and the airline they're going on have either reduced the routes or canceled the routes altogether. We usually know before they go to be able to address it. It's not really at destination that I'm seeing that the jet's fuel scenario is affecting people. So it's a situation that we all look at independently and look at, see how we can help the guests at destination with the different suppliers involved. And that's another thing that I'm finding is, say you're going on a river cruise and we book your air through the river cruise company. That's where the river cruise company really helps out because they have broad contracts with different airlines that they can help you get to your destination or reroute you. And it's just, and then they know where you're going as far as the cruise. So that's where I'm finding, good planning comes into effect because we're dealing with one source to help you with many components of your vacation.
And I guess the bottom line on all of what we're talking about is cost. Regardless of what your budget is, you can make adjustments. If instead of staying for a week somewhere, maybe stay for 5 days, shorten it up. Instead of flying, maybe drive, although the price of gas isn't quite what it used to be a year ago. But yeah, it seems to me that out of all these factors, it's the cost that's going to make the final decision of what people are going to do.
I think that's a very valid point. Because, you know, having at home your, I guess, for the lack of a better word, your domestic budget being affected, that affects travel because it's something that it's in my life. Yeah, it is mandatory, but not in everybody's life. Like they don't have to travel, right?
No, so this is true.
It's discretionary, right? So, you know, if you have increasing costs in your, you know, in your everyday life, it may affect going on a trip or how you go on a trip. Mm-hmm. But like you say, there's lots of ways to address it. You know, thinking maybe not an international destination this year, or maybe going in a different time of year. Instead of summer, go off season, fall, maybe, you know, a winter holiday, because that's where the crowds aren't there. It's a lower time period and there's very competitive rates out there. The cruise market is so competitive. There's so many cruise ships out there that are all vying for your dollar and your business that cruising is becoming very attractive. Lots of repeat clients go on cruising. Now with river cruising, there's different options. Granted, it's seasonal, but there's different ways to still take advantage of traveling at home and abroad.
And well, for just review of the new European entry requirements for us.
It's called EES. It's exit and entry system. And instead of, you know, going to a customs officer and presenting your passport, it's all on biometrics now. So you'd go to these kiosks and you'd scan your passport. So you take a picture and it's supposed to encourage easier flow through connecting points, your first connecting point or your first destination in Europe. However, it's not flawless. We have been seeing some definite delays and some backups in crowds, you know, getting through the point. And in some countries such as Portugal, they've actually kind of scrapped it because there were so many delays and concerns about people getting to their next point or getting into the country. So always pack your patience. Because that's travel these days.
Well, this is true.
You know, no matter what component or hyper travel, sometimes it's just not an easy flow. So definitely try to be flexible and be patient because you're going to need it at the end of the day.
And we've talked about this before, too. Secondary locations also may have be less expensive and, as you pointed out, too, less crowded. So, for example, instead of Paris, go, I don't know, somewhere else in France that might be a little bit cheaper or less crowded, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's actually not bad. Like, yes, we hear in the marketplace that airlines are canceling or changing their routes to different places. But, you know, especially from Calgary, we have a really good international gateway to different countries throughout the world. So yeah, look at the options that are there to think about different stays and different destinations. To still have a great trip, wherever, you know, you're thinking that that's going to be the opportunity to go. Now, I wanted to share with you, like, people are definitely looking at being more budget conscious, but they do splurge. Like, it's still, people still want that memory, that unique culinary experience or that meaningful excursion. So yes, yeah, we're looking at our budget, but still we want to enjoy ourselves when we're away.
Well, yeah, we want to get value for our dollar, I think is probably a way of putting it. And if we see value, then maybe you will spend a little bit more if that's the experience that you want to enjoy, right?
Right. And absolutely. And I think people are also thinking and recognizing the world can change on a dime. So they want to experience it now versus later.
Yes. Well, yes, exactly that too. Anything else that you're hearing or want to add?
I really want to encourage people to do their research, work with a travel professional, because things change all the time. And what I'm seeing or what I see in the media and such, in, you know, in news articles, is that, you know, I think people look at AI to get some ideas or maybe to do some research, but AI isn't always accurate. So be very careful about how you go forth with your trip. Like, I know it's really easy to do your own thing and to be independent in your travel, but just be cautious that not all advice that you find on the internet is accurate.
Really? I didn't know that.
You only get what you put in.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. And you can check out her website too, onantaforbes.com, where she has a great article on traveling to the Philippines, which we were chatting about not too long ago. So great chatting with you, Onanta. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a good week, everybody.